a rare collection of live bluegrass recordings has a new home at Middle Tennessee State University. The Center for Popular Music will use a $19,000 grant from the Grammy Foundation to sort and digitize the songs. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports on their unusual origins.
Unless you were in the crowd watching Bill Monroe that day, you've probably never heard this performance.
You don't love me anymore, my darling. I'm just a used to be to you.
That's a July 1956 live cut from Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys. It's one of the gems waiting to be cataloged from a trove of 167 open-reel tapes that were donated to MTSU. The recordings range from music festivals to backstage jams to impromptu sessions in one particular Indiana electronics repair shop. That shop was run by Marvin Hedrick, the music lover and hobby folklorist who made the recordings over several decades. His family turned them over for preservation, and they'll become accessible to researchers just as soon as the MTSU experts can identify who's playing on each. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.